Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College of Botany with Natural North Dakota.
Spring equinox is behind us. Spring is officially here, and that means the activity on our prairies, woodlands, marshes, and lakes will be ramping up soon if it hasn't already. And the next month or so is one of the best times of the year to get out and enjoy nature. We're already hearing and seeing flocks of geese overhead. They often stop to rest and stoke their biological furnaces on their way north. Some will stay, of course, and along with the geese will be other waterfowl and shorebirds to observe as well. And the robins are back in some areas already. Seeing the first robin is always a special treat, and hearing their liquid song makes it even more special. And it's time to start paying closer attention to all those little brown birds flitting around the trees. Sometime in April, certainly by early May, a closer look will reveal that many of those small birds are quite colorful. They're warblers, which are known for their bright and interesting colors. Some are migrating through while others will stay, but they're most easily observed before the trees and the shrubs leaf out. With the help of a bird guide and perhaps a pair of binoculars, you may become familiar with several species. The warbler I see most frequently in the spring is the yellow-rumped warbler. They're bluish-gray with a bright yellow patch on the top of the head, on the wings, and, as the name implies, on the rump. And every North Dakotan owes it to themselves to watch the sharp-tailed grouse on their dancing rounds at least once in their lifetime. And if you've done it before, do it again this year. They can be found over much of the state. On a calm morning around sunrise on a tract of prairie during the spring, the cooing, cackling, and stomping sounds may be heard off in the distance. That's a sure sign that their males are out dancing on their dancing grounds, strutting their stuff to impress the ladies. Find the dancing ground, keep your distance, don't spook them, and get out a pair of binoculars and enjoy the dance competition. And, of course, there are spring wildflowers. They'll be blooming soon. The passflower, whitlow wart, little bladder pod, Nuttall's violet, and Hood's phlox are among the early wildflowers on the prairie. There's much to see in the next several weeks. All we have to do is get out there. So make a concerted effort to get out and enjoy it. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.